as I was alluding to just now, over time, it's very interesting to slowly observe what happens if we repeat this. I remember a couple of years ago, I led sessions like this on the Buddhafield Village Retreat. So we were in a tent, we were in the toddler dome, so there were lots of toys. At the beginning, the kids were moving around, picking up toys, having little strops between each other and all this, and it was all fine. At the end, the last session we had was very different. The kids maybe had a toy in their hand, but they all sat on their mum's laps and just rested. They just sat there quietly. So maybe it's possible that our children will pick up on the stillness and quietness and will learn to appreciate, actually, this is a gentle, quiet time. Maybe not. Kids have this wonderful way of not being predictable. And that's part of the delight of this approach of meditation. I guess what I'm saying here is encouraging us all to be open to what happens, to persist with the practice, to not assume that just because it doesn't work on one occasion, it won't work ever, to just keep trying. So, having said all that, I think we're probably ready to have a go.